Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It has been exactly 3 years since the HSE and the Irish government was rocked by a giant cyber attack which flattened the Irish healthcare system. The attackers wanted ransom to be paid in cryptocurrencies, which is the go-to payment method due to its untraceability. But what can the authorities do in these situations? Jim Lee used to be the director of criminal investigations with the giant US tax collection service, the IRS, but is now a senior advisor with Chain Analysis, which specializes in protecting government bodies and the private sector when using the blockchain. Jim is in Ireland for a big cybersecurity conference and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, sir. Appreciate you having me, and it's an honor for me to be here.
Delighted to have you, especially with your wonderful CV or resume, as you guys say it, in the States. Now, crypto is the go-to currency for criminals. Is that a fair enough thing to say?
I think it's a form of value that people that try to take advantage of the most vulnerable will use. It's a new technology, or newer to most people, and criminals will take advantage of the most vulnerable using any mechanism they can, because at the end of the day, most crimes are committed to make money. And in any way that criminals can use anything they can use to move value, they'll take advantage of
it. And of course, it's untraceable.
Well,
So you thought,
Joe. It's pseudo-anonymous, sir. And actually, cash is still king in the system from my viewpoint and my observations after 30 years in law enforcement. But it's not untraceable. And in fact, one of the reasons I came over to the powerhouse team at Chainalysis was because of the data insights that they actually have. And the data they use actually view the blockchain and what they can actually see and the insights they can provide when you're thinking about what do digital assets and what do cryptocurrencies do. And in fact, they have an outstanding crime report that they produce every year. It's about 120 pages long, and it gives you a complete picture of what we can actually see on the blockchain.
So you can see a lot more than the criminals might know.
Very much more. And in fact, coming from a federal agency, we're the fifth largest federal agency in the United States. And you might think to yourself, well, why would a tax person working for a tax authority be interested in financial crimes? You're just worried about tax and auditing people, right?
Yeah.
Negative. We are the only agency that can actually investigate federal income tax violations in the states, but we're also the only federal agency that spends 100% of our time on financial crime. So think of any crime that deals with money, narcotics, terrorist financing, national security, public corruption, any crime deal, that's the motive.
And of course, they're trying to hide the proceeds of that.
Hide the proceeds, and like many people believe, the pseudonymous nature of digital assets is a way to do that. Again, trying to take advantage of people. But I think my division alone, now we partner with law enforcement agencies at the local, county, state, and federal level in the states daily. In the service. And we also partner with law enforcement agencies internationally. And I have got a host of investigations that we've investigated involving digital assets using the powerful data of Chainalysis to basically illustrate that it's not anonymous. It's pseudo-anonymous. And in fact, I would prefer that every criminal uses
digital
assets.
How can you track it down? Because the blockchain plies itself as not using a fiat currency and not being linked to a central bank.
So people think, right? But it leaves a trace. The blockchain is transparent. It's public. It's pseudonymous because of the addresses and the trail that it leads. But from you're talking to a financial investigator, to me, it's a digital money trail. And it's just a way to move value. And I'll give you a couple of examples just to kind of bring this home for you. When one of the first cases that my division worked, it was a case called Welcome to Video, where we used Chainalysis, their solution, and their data. This was a child pornography case. And what's really interesting about this case, this did involve our international law enforcement partners, but we were able to trace, this is a dark net market that catered to child pornography. And because we were able to solve this case and track down the administrator of this dark net market, we saved 23 children from actively being abused. Mm. And then we work with our federal law enforcement partners around the globe to arrest more than 330 people. This was from IRS. We led that case on our own. Another type of crime. And I should say this to you. I see, from my perspective, my 30 years in law enforcement, especially since 2015, digital assets and cryptos involved in every single crime. I just gave you a crime that involved child pornography. Here's another one.
Yeah.
We did a case involved, it was called Bitcoin Hamas. This is where Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Hamas were fundraising with crypto to support their terrorist activity. We were actually able to seize a bunch of that money because of the insights using Chainalysis data. And then we were able to actually see this money moving on the blockchain and seize it to stop those nefarious acts.
Now, before you got involved in cryptocurrency, you've been dealing with a cash business, so you're with the IRS, the criminal investigations bit. Do you have an anecdote you can share with us about kind of cases that you've chased, you know, criminals that you've caught?
I'm going to give you two more. And great question. I could talk to you all day about this. We there was an investigation we worked and we partnered with Germany on, well, a number of hosts, but internationally, we partnered with Germany. It was called the Hydra investigation. Mm-hmm. This was a dark net market that sold narcotics. So think of eBay, but you go into this dark net market and you just buy drugs. Now, they sold a lot of stuff, but it was drugs. It was primary Hydra dark net market. It was the largest darknet market takedown in the history of our government. Mm-hmm. And this was, they used digital assets. We traced that. One more big case. Bitfinex was a crypto exchange. Mm. Okay. And it was hacked. And we were actually able to trace, because of the powerful Chainalysis data, the digital assets on the blockchain where it was hacked. And we were actually able to seize $3.6 billion, with a B, in value at the time of the seizure and recover, you know, those funds using Chainalysis data. That was the largest single financial seizure in the history of U.S. government. And the list just continues to go on, but giant cases.
Did you deal with any major tax fraud, kind of Al Capone of the 21st century yet?
Al Capone is IRS criminal investigations claim to fame. I think, yes, a lot of them. To round out my comments about it's involved in every crime, the service in the States just indicted a person on a pure tax case involving cryptocurrency. So this was not any illicit income. Majority case I just shared with you involves illicit cases. This was a capital gains case in a tax case where the person essentially reported, they did report their basis on a return, but it was much higher than it should have been. And therefore the gain, the capital gain was lower. And so we indicted them for tax evasion.
Well, listen, best of luck with it. What's the name of the conference you're attending today?
This is the European Financial Crime Summit. I'm here with leaders from around Ireland, and there's others from different countries. Such an honor to be here.
Superb. Jim, thank you very much for joining us. That's Jim Lee from Chainalysis, the former head of criminal investigations with the IRS. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.